Hello, everyone, and welcome to this brand spanking new edition of LWIM's Truth of the Matter, a daily podcast in which we share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and God is helping us to do just that. This is your humble host, Gio. Before we continue, I'd like you to visit our website, lwim.org. That web address is lwim.org. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like for us to address on this show, please direct them to our inbox, info@lwim.org. On today's podcast, we have a poster that has been circulating around schools around our nation. Now, most of you have probably heard that there has been a constant battle raging on in our public schools and in places of discussion about the words "under God" being stripped away from the Pledge of Allegiance. Many atheists and many who contend that there is too much religiosity, Christianity, or whatnot in our country, contend that we should take "under God" out of our Pledge of Allegiance simply because it is imposing religion on others, and therefore there should be separation of church and state. Now, I don't know who concocted this, but now there is this new poster going around, which basically has a picture of the earth in the middle of it, and it says the following, quote, "I pledge allegiance to the earth and all the life it supports. One planet in our care, irreplaceable, with sustenance and respect for all." Now it's time for today's commentary. Again, I need you to really allow this to sink in, okay? Really make sure that you allow this to sink in. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to quote it again. "I pledge allegiance to the earth and all the life it supports. One planet in our care, irreplaceable, with sustenance and respect for all." Okay, first and foremost, the one who supports life is the creator of the heavens and the universe, and that is God. Do you know what Colossians 1:16 and 17 says? It says the following, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." In other words, he is our sustenance. He keeps us alive. God is the one that gives life, not the earth. The earth was created so that we can inhabit within it. What else does the Bible say? The Bible tells us that the earth, all of the universe, is of God, and everything within it is also his. So we can't claim it to be ours or that it is self-supporting. No, because God supports life. He created it, and therefore he creates these systems that allow life to live on. Now, in conclusion, I want you to understand something, and this is very important. There are those that say that they should have an equal say in these debates, in these discussions of creationism versus evolution, and those that are environmentalist against those that don't necessarily subscribe to environmentalism. But it's ironic that they say that we're the ones, Christians and those that believe that God is the one who created the heavens and the earth, we're the ones that are imposing our religion. But yet what they do is that they want to take out the phrase, these are the same people that want to take out the phrase "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. Isn't that censorship? Aren't you telling, when they tell Christians and others to simply shut up, but yet they're passing out these pamphlets and posters to post on school walls, aren't they promoting censorship? And in place of what we have to say, they're trying to promote their own ideals and agendas. I thought this was a country that our Constitution guaranteed us free speech. Obviously, some people don't believe that way. And the other part of the phrase that really got to me and really bothers me is "with sustenance and respect for all." The earth respects us. When did you ever receive a letter from earth saying that it respected you so much and that it really appreciates you and it sends you a birthday card in the process? You have to remember something. The Bible tells us that God made the human being the crown of his creation, not anything else. And there are those that would contend otherwise. You have all the animal lovers and others who say that we have to take care of earth and take care of animals. But yet you see that behind all of this, there is so much idolatry when it comes to animals and four-footed beasts and the earth itself, that they are replacing worship of God with the worship of created things. And that is idolatry, and that is a sin. I'll leave you with this quote, which comes from John Adams, our second president. The general principles upon which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. That's all the time I have left for today. I'd like to remind you that next week we will be off the air. All of next week, that's right, LWIM's Truth of the Matter will not be on the air, not only in observance of Labor Day, but also because of some setbacks. But we will be on again the week after, which would be September Monday the 14th. So please join us again for another series of podcasts. Then in the meantime, share these with your friends. Let them know about the truth of the matter. May the Lord shine his face upon you.